Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The same could be said for Unai Emery. I'm not, as much as I like him, if you're going to ask the question, I don't think that's a fit.
Is he on your shortlist?
No.
What about you, Steve?
No.
Yeah, absolutely is. Wins in Europe. Good manager.
Bit of an underdog guy,
but I love the underdog story. I love it.
But we're not that anymore.
I don't care. I want to be that.
He did okay in Paris as well. He did win in Paris.
Yeah, but again, if, ultimately,
basically,
though,
the Arsenal thing tarnished him. He was all right at Arsenal. He got them to a final, by the way. Yeah. He couldn't say V and good evening, and then people were racist and xenophobic against him. That's where he got sacked from there. He doesn't know if he done fuck
no,
all.
No, I get that.
I think, mate, he'd be good at us.
I will hear bad words said about him. I think he's brilliant. I've said it countless times on this podcast. I think he's brilliant. I just doesn't feel like a Liverpool fit.
The issue is, sorry, Chloe, I think sometimes he's been pegged as this like defensive manager, but it's not. Villa aren't defensive now. No. They're good at the back. And they work more like, but they attack with verve. And like, he plays a proper striker with two proper wingers and a number 10. They're a very attacking side. John McGinn is invited to get forwards. He is not like a park the bus manager who wins like 1-0 games. Like, he's not that. He does go for it. I think he wouldn't be my first choice. But if Liverpool have him on their short of shortlist, then I'd be fine with it. I'd rather have him than the Zerbi, for example.
Yeah. Yes,
sorry. I think I kind of know where Dan's going with his point, and I agree with you two as well. I'd definitely have him on there. There's like a, can he do the full possession? We're going to have 70% of the ball and dominate a league campaign. That's the question mark for me.
I think he can, yeah.
And I'm not sure he can, because I've not seen him do it. I didn't see his Paris side. Maybe you did and you know differently to me.
They were just the best.
What I've seen him is very much counter-attacking football until he got to Villa. And it's not all singing, all dancing. We're going to take the ball off you for 70% of the time at Villa. It's still quick transitions. We don't get very many opportunities to do that. So I'd have him on my shortlist, definitely. I'd be really interested. And it's whether you believe he can make that step up. You do. Chloe, what do you think?
I'm just one of them where I want the next manager. I want to be able to buy into everything that I stand. Like, I just want someone who I think... I adore you. I think you're boss and the way you play football is class. And I get that with Unai Emery. I think he can do that. I mean, he went up against Manchester City and Arsenal and
wiped the floor with City
and literally took the mick out of Manchester City. So, and they probably did have a lot of possession in that game because Manchester City had like one shot.
1-0
Villa
flat
had
City,
like 19 or something silly. And then they showed the other side of them against Arsenal where they had to go toe-to-toe with them and they bullied them and they showed the tenacity and they showed that I'm bullying you off the ball. I'm better than you. I'm stronger than you. And you've got to see two different sides of Unai Emery's team. You've also got to see the counter-attacking side of it and the quality they use. Liverpool are unbelievable in transition. You know, you think of some of the goals. I mean, Everton springs to mind a lot where they've hit the post and all of a sudden in 30 seconds we've got the ball in the back of the net. Unai Emery's side do that. Unai Emery's side are really good in transitions and that's where Liverpool are also really good in transitions as well. And sometimes we've had to do that. So yeah, I think Unai Emery should be on the shortlist. Is he my number one candidate? No. But if he was named as the next Liverpool manager, I'd be like, yeah, I'd give it a go.
It's interesting because Xabi Alonso's on most people's shortlist. He's probably top of most people's like wanted list. What's he done that Emery's not done?
Exactly. He hasn't won four Europa Leagues.
No.
No. Hasn't won a league title. Hasn't shown that he can manage in the Premier League. Like, I get the Alonso thing, and I think he'd probably still be my choice if I'm giving it, but like, I think...
Yeah, in pure black and white terms.
Yeah, like, he's a fantastic manager. He did a decent job at Arsenal. It was just a mad time to take over that football team. He got left a bit of a shambles. He still got into the European final as well. It was the circumstances around that was all mad why he got sacked. But, mate, I think he's fantastic. I think he's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I've been saying it for 2 years now. I think he's brilliant. His teams are so well organised, but they're not. I'll go back to it. They don't just counter-attack. They can play. Watch that game against City. That's a team who can play footy.
No, I agree with you. But then
why wouldn't he be on the list? I can't say he was on the list. No, I'm sorry. I'm hypothesising to the group. Why wouldn't he be on your list? I don't understand.
He has no feel to me as a Liverpool manager whatsoever. Honestly, I can't stress that enough. I think he's got something dramatically missing.
He's got Benitez qualities though. And we got behind Benitez because if you win, but like he's not Jürgen. He's not the fist bump crowd pump up, but I still think he connects with the Villa fans. The Villa fans love him.
Yeah, they do.
Absolutely. I'm a Liverpool fan, and I love that.
I love Unai Emery. I love him.
Doesn't sound like it, Dan.
He's just not a Liverpool manager in waiting.
None of us believe that you love Unai Emery.
Fine. Everything you're saying other than I love him suggests that you don't love him.
I'll get a tattoo of Unai Emery's face.
I love my wife. Meanwhile, you're banging some baby. I love my wife, honestly. He's out bevying every night. Party with different girls.
There's something dramatically missing for me. And maybe it's because I'm so invested in Xabi Alonso. Not necessarily.
Why is Xabi Alonso a better manager than Unai Emery?
I think he might be.
But he might not be.
No, but I think, and I'm willing to take that risk on Xabi Alonso. My biggest concern in life right now is that Xabi Alonso might be the next big thing and Liverpool don't get him right now. Because all of a sudden the Real Madrid hot seat becomes available or the Bayern Munich one, and he goes there and he's absolutely mustard.
I agree with that, but if you ask for a CV for Liverpool manager, can he win trophies? Yeah. Is he managing the Premier League, which is helpful? Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he won European? Has he had European success? Yeah.
No, I get it.
Are the signings good? Yeah.
There's not many managers apart from Emery that are on that.
No.
Do you play good footy? Yeah.
He ticks loads of boxes.
If you're doing like a Venn diagram of all those things, you're like Emery's right in the middle.
There's an intangible here. And Jurgen Klopp has that intangible in absolute bucket loads. I don't think Unai Emery does.
See, I don't think...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't know, man, because I don't think Xabi Alonso is going to be that either.
This goes back to the point that Keo made last week on the podcast, is that you're not going to get another Shankly. So it doesn't have to be someone like Jurgen Klopp. Paisley wasn't Shankly. Mm-hmm. And that difference can still achieve success.
Okay, so say Xabi Alonso says, don't fancy it. Would you be okay with Emery? Or would there be someone else on that? Because it feels like you're very much invested. And I get the Alonso thing, I get it. But if he says, I'm off to Real Madrid, lad. Soz, I love Liverpool, but Real Madrid want me. If he does a Jude Bellingham, then
I'd still have managers ahead of
who yeah, I'd like to know who that is.
Okay.
And if De Zerbi comes out,
Ancelotti's on my very short list.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I just don't think he comes and does it. No,
I think he comes just to put a red Christmas tree up.
Yeah, well, he moved out of Liverpool because he always got robbed. I don't think he's fancy of coming back here anytime soon.
He'd love him in charge of us. He'd love to stick it to Everton like as well.
He would, but also, I think he fucked off the second he could.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep going back to this man, but I've got a Julian Nagelsmann ahead of.
I'd rather honestly shoot myself in the face.
I do.
He's fucking capable.
I think
you're talking personality that doesn't fit with Liverpool. Nagelsmann's at the top.
He is the perfect Chelsea manager. And he's
exactly. That's why I pigeonholed him with Chelsea before. I think we're at a point now whereby we might need something slightly removed because Jurgen Klopp leaving is such a big deal. Of course, we need someone a little bit younger, up and coming, that's going to take this club forward for the next few years.
So I think that should be the next one. I think the next fella coming in should just win.
Yes.
Like, everything's built for him to just win. Win now. Ancelotti would be fucking perfect. He's not going to happen, but Ancelotti's the perfect.
I don't think that exists.
Look, here's this team I've built.
Outside of Ancelotti, Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola, that person doesn't exist.
It might be Emery.
Spalletti should be on that list.
Potentially, yeah.
Mourinho's the other one who's one of them. Yeah, he's still winning.
No.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I'll see you next Tuesday. That's my problem. Him and Nagelsmann are both one of them. I've found it mad for a while that Emery hasn't been linked more.
He hasn't even been mentioned. This is the first time I'm hearing his name mentioned.
No, it's baffling.
He's not been mentioned at all.
No. It's been Alonso, De Zerbi and Thomas Frank.
Ruben Amorim as well. Ruben Amorim at Sporting.
He's not my... Unai Emery is not number one on my list, but out of the players, the managers that you've just said, he'd top all of them.
Thomas Frank?
I'd have Alonso. I'd have...
He's supposed to be highly thought of, isn't he?
Highly thought of.
Yeah.
I'd put Unai Emery above Thomas Frank. Oh, 100%.
I might be talking myself into Emery should be the favourite.
Really?
I'm getting close to it.
Ahead of Xabi Alonso.
That's the only difference. If Xabi Alonso hadn't played for Liverpool, I don't think this is a conversation.
But so we will. I've just said a minute ago, we want this young up and coming manager. I personally, that's a very royal week. I want this young up and coming manager who could be the next best thing.
Yes,
to be the guy. But... And we've all invested in Xabi Alonso, so therefore we all want that.
I'm not
convinced Xabi Alonso's the guy.
Really,
I think
Xabi Alonso could be the guy.
Yeah.
So let's fast forward to May, June. Then Liverpool are about to appoint the next manager. After Jurgen Klopp to success.
And Xabi Alonso just won the Bundesliga.
What's the name? What? No, forget. What's the name that you want to hear?
Carlo Ancelotti. It is.
Pep Guardiola available. Like, I don't know. This is tough, man. I think Alonso is going to be a good manager. I know Unai Emery is a good manager. And that's it.
Do you rather Unai Emery?
No, I'm not saying that because I don't know. My head's gone because... because if Alonso hadn't played for Liverpool,
it would be Unai Emery. I'm terrified of Alonso being boss and not getting him.
That's kind of what happens
if we do get him and he's crap.
He's not crap.
I don't think he's crap. But also you move on.
It's just not Liverpool's level. Okay.
Who think you're playing a European competition next year?
Come on,
Emery
Steve.
Or Alonso?
Let me answer at the end of the season because Leverkusen might win a European.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. They're doing well. That's fair.
If I was
picking the next Liverpool manager, I'd probably pick Xabi Alonso. But Unai's very.
I've been sold on Xabi Alonso for a while. But this is purely
on emotion, and that's the reason I'm not picking Unai Emery.
No, I don't think it's the opposite.
If I was picking on emotion, I think I'd pick
Alonso's the emotion for me.
We're picking Alonso on emotion.
I'm not
picking Unai Emery on that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Because he doesn't have that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He doesn't have that.
He has the CV.
He has the CV, exactly.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
So in black and white.
Why do you think he isn't being mentioned?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but like, are we really just like, if you could get Ancelotti, would you still have Alonso?
No.
I'd have Ancelotti, of course, but I don't think
there you go, of course.
But I don't think he's an option.
No.
Would you though? How long is he going to do it for?
I don't care, fuck. I want Liverpool to win the league, like, twice. And then I'm fine with the future. The future will take care of itself.
The thing is, I think Liverpool will go for a young manager.
So I do as well,
and that rules out a lot of the people that we're speaking about already. Like, I think Spalletti's a brilliant manager, but he's in his 60s, so I don't think Liverpool are going anywhere near him because we've just had a lad retire who's in his 50s basically, who it's too tough for. I think you need to be ahead of the curve. Yeah. Everything from the last 10 or 12 years of what Liverpool have done data-wise is being ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
And that's why Alonso makes sense for what Liverpool are looking for.
Agreed. Yeah.
They're looking for somebody to go...
And base it on our transfer policy. Yeah. Yeah. FSG, by a rule, don't buy sort of 30 that Endo and Thiago are exceptions.
So that's
course.
Emery, that's Spalletti, exactly. That's all of them out.
Someone who's
but
about
it brings
to
in your Nagelsmanns, your Alonso's, your Tuchel.
It rules out a lot of good managers.
It does.
Yeah.
Somebody who's about to hit their peak and could burst at some
that's
point.
That's what Liverpool will be
that's
looking
what we're
at.
Looking for. That's what we do with players. That's where I'm at.
But it's not what I would do if it was my money and I was in charge of Liverpool. I'd go and get someone who guarantees me trophies and that guy is Ancelotti. Or Pep Guardiola.
They're sort of available. That's the thing.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a good conversation. It is a good conversation, but I'm so in on Xabi Alonso, it hurts.
I just need to watch more of him, and I've got that plan for tonight because we're doing a show on him on Wednesday on the deep dive also, and on his tactics and stuff.
Leverkusen Munich on the weekend. Yeah. Five kick-off.
We will be there.
It's going to be a belt episode.
The Bias Football podcast there turns a bit biased.
Well, it's better than talking about Newcastle 4, Luton 4.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.